This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQM. If you guys want to go see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium coming on up on June 8th, text the word STADIUM to 20357. Text STADIUM to 20357. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. It's a Live Nation show.
Hey, man, stop trying to pump us full of Drake.
I mean, he was robbed by the AMAs. Eminem? Are you kidding me?
So and it's only one song you play.
That's the number one selling song in the year, you know.
That don't mean we need to play it every time we come back.
I don't know if this sways you at all, but did you see that Kevin Durant shouted out Drake on Instagram? So if you're looking for a heat whale, you may have an ally. He didn't turn on Drake like some others you have spoken of.
Hey, I like that. Hey, I like that. You know, you talk about DeMar DeRozan. You want to bring him down here.
I don't want to bring him down here.
Turned his back on Drake.
Who's the last player that in a trade you've said don't want him and it worked out better than you expected? Any sport.
Well, okay.
Probably Lowry.
I was going to say.
As far as like the team success.
First year,
I didn't want Kyle Lowry
worked
on the team.
But it worked. You would say it worked out?
First year. It worked out.
First year, though.
I would say the first year it definitely worked out. The second year was aight.
I mean, right. Remember how excited we got about Greg Oden?
Yeah, I mean, we were excited about anybody who was 7 foot.
Anybody that was over 6'8".
Anybody
that was taller than UD?
Every cheap center, they were excited about it. And it always ended up just being Chris Bosh or Joel Anthony anyway.
Little
slice of Birdman, of course, for 15 minutes.
Did Greg Oden even play? Because it seemed like he was hurt.
Yeah, I think he played a little bit, but it was nothing. He was old. He had old knees. He was old knees.
I mean, he looked like he was a 15-year vet when he was in college.
I want to see that birth certificate.
Right, because he looked old.
Greg Oden's younger than me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
37? I don't believe it.
He doesn't play basketball anymore.
No, I think he's a coach at Butler, I think, or maybe Ohio State. He's a coach now.
You're older than 37? We're getting up there.
I know, right? Jeez. Crazy. He played
20 years ago.
He played 23 games for the Miami Heat, was the last he played basketball, by the way.
And
look at that.
And probably 15 of those games, he didn't finish.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember if he got hurt or anything. That one's a blur. He didn't play until the middle of the season.
Because he was rehabbing.
His high was 8 points in 13 minutes in a blowout win over the Magic.
Wow.
Yep. We were excited for that one.
All right.
Let's mix it on up, Duda.
Sorry, I didn't get the instrumental ready. I was too busy reflecting on the Greg Oden career.
What do you got for us today, Froggy?
Well, yesterday, our favorite blabbering head coach spoke.
Oh, man.
Lot of questions were answered. We're going to hear from some Dolphins, too, because not only that, Cheetah had some words to say yesterday.
Enough.
Why? Well, of Cheetah?
Less talking, more football.
Of antics.
That's fair. That is.
Although you don't really consider it football, so what else are they supposed to do?
Okay. Hey.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you
a question. We're not getting into this.
What?
What has occurred with Tyreek Hill
mm-hmm.
and the things that he has said, both emotionally and to troll. Do you want to hear what he has to say?
Actually, kind of.
Because you want to see if he's trolling or if he's...
Yeah.
All right, fine. Just, we're setting ourselves up to, like...
We don't know we're setting ourselves up. You know, we can listen to the words and be grown-ups and have our own interpretation of it.
And there's where the problem comes.
What
I can be a grown-up.
Wow. I mean, he couldn't even find a monocle emoji.
could you find one?
Monocle.
That's true.
Also, there's a guy wearing a monocle. Definitely. Yeah.
M-O-N-O-C-L-E.
Monocle.
It's monocle.
Oh, I spelled
it
right.
Want to know why?
I use it
quite frequently.
I spelled it right.
And yet, we got texted a magnifying glass.
That's good.
You know what? It was a good try.
That is good. I mean, I got it. I did say jinkies when I saw it, though. It was confused.
Don't look at me like that. Why is your mic off? Why is your mic off?
He's trying to crunch without.
Oh, because he's trying to.
I don't think he's doing it on purpose.
Like a grown up professional, you're eating chips on the radio.
It's a segment.
All right. Hey, we just had an 8-minute break.
I think that we should go ahead and hear what he had to say.
Tyreek Hill says this has been a challenging offseason. As you would expect, this is the cheetah.
And at the end of the day, you always got to understand who you are. You know what I'm saying? And the people around you, like, they like know who you are. So my kids, my mom, my dad, and just the people in my inner circle, man. So just having that support on my side each and every day. And then even the coaches, too, though. Like, they know who I am as a person, as a player, as an individual, and how hard I work. You know what I'm saying? So just having those people in my corner every day really, like, helps me lock in every day, man. It's hard. It's tough going through what I've been through or just call it a spade, a divorce or whatever. It's tough, man. But at the same time, I got to understand, like, what I'm trying to accomplish and what this team is trying to accomplish, too, though, because I want to be a part of something special. I want to win. I want to be able to win a playoff game.
All right, there you go, cheetah.
Well, think that's sincere, Leroy?
I do, to a certain extent. But I would say this. This is not situations that fell upon him. These are situations that have mostly been caused by him.
Yes.
So, like,
yeah, he always finds himself in some kind of situation, and it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, oops.
So, like, to say the people around me know what kind of person I am,
yeah.
Yet you get caught up in all these situations, like, don't look at us.
Yeah, any more from the cheetah?
I do indeed, just like a man that we know and hold very dear to us. Would normally sin often. It just took a little 30-day period or so and a little bit of a tightening of his relationship with the Lord to ease us of the sins that would come out of his mouth. Hopefully it happens the same for Tyreek Hill, as he says he's going to church more and also attending therapy.
Well, for one, I'm doing more. I'm going to church more, and I'm doing more therapy more. So, I mean, I've been finding that, you know.
Stop the tape.
Stop the tape.
What?
You do realize.
Boy.
The man cursed right before he said church.
What?
Do you understand?
It's just a simple.
The ridiculousness of this.
That's incredible.
Right?
That's incredible.
It cursed.
We shall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Before church, the word church!
We shall not judge Leo.
Very passionate.
We shall not judge our neighbor.
Marcos!
That is incredible.
Marcos!
Yes.
You can't curse.
Yeah.
Right before you say I'm going to church.
Literally, like the only other thing is like the only other level he could have gone was throwing a GD before it. Like,
right.
Like, what do you mean?
Bleep, I'm going to GD church now.
Right.
That's good.
Like, damn it, am I the only one?
That was crazy. Mm. That was good. Well, let's hear him out. Of course,
because church is all about forgiveness, guys. But so that means you could go full steam ahead right before you say church and you're forgiven?
Well, I mean, he could go
to... At some point, you got to try to be better.
You got to go to confession after that one.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
He got one last one right before he walked through the door.
Well, for one, I'm doing more. I'm going to church more, and I'm doing more therapy more. So, finding that, you know, more on my side lately. So, just being more involved in that, and then just understanding, you know, what coach is trying to do. You know, I feel like when I first got here, I wouldn't say that I wasn't all the way bought in, but you know, me having a better understanding of what he's trying to push throughout the locker room. I feel like now I understand him better. You know what I'm saying? I understand Tua better. I understand, you know, Bev. Like, our new receiver coach, me and him clicked immediately when he got here. So,
doesn't know his name.
Everybody's on the same page, man. So,
me and the new receiver coach.
Yeah, that guy. Not Wes Welker.
Not the one who I just got fired.
Dude.
That was incredible. That's incredible even for him.
So.
He could
wait. You can understand.
Oh, 100%.
Why I didn't want to hear Tyreek.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
That is it. No, that's that in a nutshell.
For this reason.
In a nutshell, cussing, church. And now I understand Mike Medina, which, what?
$100 million later?
Oh, so glad you're three.
You give me $100 million, I'm going to understand this dude tomorrow. Right?
I will sit through with $100 million. I will listen to Mike McDaniel press conferences on a loop for sleep
right.
if I have to for $100 million.
Oh, my goodness. But come on. Come.
He seemed to understand him just fine when it was Cheetah 2K. I felt like that was like, I thought that was what we were doing in the locker room.
Damn.
Why do we hear some guys talk and as much as they try to explain to you how they now get it, the words out of their mouth lead you to believe they ain't got it yet.
Timbo Slice says, I'll be nice to Solana for $100 million.
Me too.
Same.
It was great. But like, no, he couldn't just drop the S-bomb and then say therapy first. It's him saying the S-bomb and then I'm going to church more.
Come, like,
he's doing a lot of things
wait.
More.
How about this? Can we come to the conclusion that all the things that Tyreek says could be true, but he's very unaware of...
Wrangling his press conference is much like wrangling him on the field. He's all over the place, dude. He's all over the place.
So that's why him and Mike McDaniel get along so well.
Well, apparently they don't, because he's just getting the message now, apparently. Yeah, what else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
You guys don't want any more Tyreek, do you?
Sure.
All right. Like, this is a big question we all were wondering last year after pulling himself out of the game. What could he have possibly said to earn the good graces of his teammates? As we find out, this is what Cheetah said he told his teammates.
Oh, man, obviously emotions were high then. But at the end of the day, man, I'm just looking to move forward from that. Hoping that, you know, I can prove myself and prove to my teammates that, you know, I'm still one of them ones, man, who like chasing, you know, 2K, still one of those ones chasing, you know, playoff dreams and all of that great stuff. So
he's learned nothing and he's told his teammates nothing.
Yes. Still chasing 2K.
That's fine.
Wait a minute. I lasted him in your last year. It's Jaylen Waddle going, Cheetah, you out?
You know what? That probably just should be Cheetah's apology. Be like, look. Guys, I'm still one of them ones, baby. I'm going to get 2K this year.
Still one of them
because
ones.
Because you want to know something? That's going to mean more to the team than his apology, really.
Yeah. But again,
still
again,
me?
Sometimes, and you hear teams and players talk about it's about what's going on in this room and in this building. And one of the reasons why they say that is because show me a good team, a team that gets along, a team that works well together. And the one thing they can do, whether it's top or bottom, is hold each other accountable.
For sure.
If you can't hold yourself accountable for your actions, how is your teammates going to look at you? How are your teammates going to view you? And so, while I think it doesn't matter what I think about Tyreek, it doesn't matter what you think. To some extent, it doesn't even matter what management thinks. But he's got to go on that field with the other guys on the team. And if they don't respond or accept him, that's going to be a bigger issue as why they don't have success. So to say, like, I'm trying to move forward, you ever notice? Let me give y'all a lesson in life. You can have an argument with your wife, with your husband, with your best friend, with a family member. Why the person who does the wrong always want to move forward? The person who got never says, I want to move forward. It's always the person who did the damage.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. So you're basically admitting that you did something wrong by saying, I just want to move forward.
I do know people in the world who are just bad at apologies and bad at taking it. And so, like, you know what? If you just can just move on. And just be like, because I know this is, I'm never going to be satisfied with your words.
He can move on with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, the team. No,
but,
I'm talking about directly in that locker room.
Don't you think you need to have a conversation with Waddle? Even say, look, man, I probably shouldn't have done that. Whatever. As long as they good, that's fine. You don't have to care what I think.
But do you think Waddle would care more about a sorry, or do you think he cared more about, like, hey, let's have a bounce back here because we suck last
year? I think that if you're in that locker room and you have people that go to you as a leader, because the media still goes to him for hot takes or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason.
Because of his entertainment.
Right. But you have to make sure that we are on the same page as far as how we're going to go about doing our business. And so that apology that comes to either Waddle or other people in the building, right? That shows, hey, man, look, I'm just as accountable as you are.
Mm-hmm.
That means that now, if I have a problem or Tyreek has a problem with something that somebody else has done, he can go over there and say, hey, man, we need to do better than this or whatever. But if you've never accepted and you've never made right the mistakes you've made, how the hell are you going to go tell somebody else what they're doing wrong?
We'll take a break here on the show, get back into the Cats a little bit. We'll hear from Paul Maurice on the victory last night as your Florida Panthers are moving on to their third straight Stanley Cup final. Back with more for this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.